I lost my grandfather at the beginning of this year to a bullet that has been in his back for probably like some years, probably before I was born. And kind of hurt to hear that gun violence, as such things that happen pretty much every day, affect the ones that we love. And I pretty much lost him January 6th. And I remember that so well because it's actually my mother's birthday. So kind of, it's hard to pretty much celebrate your mother's birthday when your grandfather just died. So that's pretty much it for me. All right, it's 8 of us here in the room, right? And like, we could leave out of this room with probably like 5 of us, like, on this issue of gun violence, and the other 3 is just like, well, whatever, yeah, it's bad, but who cares? Okay, we have another meeting like this, and it's another 8 of us. And then we leave out of the room with the whole 8. That feels the same way as the first group felt, like we should stop this, and if we just keep doing it and keep progressing and like having more people on our side about gun violence, by the probably like the end of the day or at the end of the week, it go from 5 to like 20. And if we just keep having these conversations and keep doing what we're doing now, I feel as though it's sooner or later it's going to change and just make that difference.
I mean, just like listening to what you're saying, like in my mind, I'm just thinking about like, if we go back in history and we think about like the sit-ins and how everything was segregated, it took 3 people to go sit down and not get up. And then come back the next day and bring a little bit more with them. And so, like, when you're saying that, I'm just running back in my head, like, you know, like, people fought for us to even be in schools that are not segregated. So that was one issue. So now we're talking about gun violence. So I don't see, like, just like you're saying, I don't see why you can't start. Like, you can start with a small number of people. You go talk about it. Some people are not going to agree. Some people don't think that there's a solution. Some people, you know, told those students, like, you're not gonna like be able to order food there. Like, I don't know why you're going. Like, when they were doing like their sit-ins at Greensboro, but like they stayed and they kept coming back and they, you know, and they kept bringing more people with them. And at the end of the day, that pushes other, like those were students. Like, if you think about a lot of the influential like students that stepped up and took that leadership, that influenced the people above, and then that influenced the people above them and the people that can help change. So I think that it's great to start with like the youth. Like, you guys have a powerful voice, just starting small and going out, and just, you may walk out of a room and say, none of those people like thought it was like possible for us to reduce like gun violence, but at the end of the day, you're gonna sway someone who's gonna bring more people with them the next time. So if this continues, like these small talks, even if you walk out feeling like there's no solution, because it's not gonna be overnight, you're gonna walk away at the end of the month, year, whatever, you're gonna have this community of people all fighting for the same thing. And then this community of just students, like you guys are so powerful as a team, are gonna influence the people above that are really gonna like push to make those changes. So like you said, like even if people walk out not feeling the same way, that's fine, right? But it's gonna take more than just a day. When you think about how long those sit-ins took, or even just the Little Rock 9, just integrating schools, like you start small, and then that's what makes the difference. When we're talking about like how can we get the community involved, just start small, like just continue to do what we're doing, and like stay at the student level to begin with, because as you guys rally together and push together, you're gonna pull in teachers and principals and the people that go above, and you're gonna just keep pulling in until you get to the top where you need to be. And I think that's where all the great things happen.